Yes, Mick Towman. I think I'm out to go and get some shopping. And the first pizza, or the second pizza with a lot, Supreme Pizza, maybe half and half. I've had in like 3 or 4 months, and before that it was like 5 years, you know. And because the time is kind of short, I tend to drink and I tend to treat, you know, going anywhere more like a fucking, you know, why have just a shopping trip when you can have a fucking a lunar expedition? Of course, this is at a time and a temperature and a humidity level of about 100%. So the windscreen's, you know, got to have the fucking ventilation on the windscreen, otherwise it'll fog up. And yeah, so here we go. Going to be about 10 more days until I can get to some other shops, and I do have food, but my place is a mess. Even for me, and so you know, garbage bags, and a walk around, and she'll be right. It's gonna have to be. Here we are, going at a brisk speed, those cunning little yellow fellows their blinker speeds or their windscreen wiper speeds. Except for when it is actually really pissing down, you know, like torrential rain, the windscreen wipers on this car are actually pretty good. We're now in dusk. We're entering the last hour of daylight, half hour, three quarters of an hour of daylight, and this is a sort of time when kangaroos come out, and I'm travelling at a reasonably brisk rate of knots, which I don't like. Fuck, that was a bird. Hit the windscreen. I'm sad about that, just a little bit. Yes, the sulphur crested cockle twos just sit there and watch as I go past, you know. I really wish that there's that thing about animals, you know, like I said, it doesn't matter whether they're on the fucking train tracks or the road or whatever, but instead of just fucking not straight off into the bushes, they weave, you know, they run down the road while you come. While coming up behind them, they just run down the road, you know what I mean? You know. And get run over. Or they'll take off from the side of the road because they go, oh, it's a car, fuck that, I'm out of here. And instead of riding off and running off or fucking flying off in the other direction, they run straight into the path of the car. It's always given me the shit. That has. Abso-fucking-lutely. You know. It's like those retarded cunts from India. Mostly India, that seem to just walk. There's train tracks and they just fucking walk across the tracks and they don't look left or right, they don't notice what's going on, and there's a fucking train coming and they just get run over. You know, and that thing with rail safety, just look left or right before you get to the tracks, and then if it's clear, then cross. But they don't. Same thing. bloody... Got my sand timer running. It's an hour glass, which actually is an hour. So every hour it drops. I've worked out to walk around the car. It's about 20 meters to go around the car. So every half hour instead of every hour, instead of walking around up and down, like, you know, up and down the highway and shit, you know what I mean? I've got a fucking sand timer, an hourglass timer for 5 minutes. That means I can walk around the car clockwise for 5 minutes and then 5 minutes anti-clockwise. And it's say 3 or 4 k's an hour for 20 minutes, for 10 minutes. That's about 4 k's an hour. Four k's in an hour divided by 1/6, that would be 6. I'm a bit sort of foggy. I haven't had much to eat all day, so that would be 60 minutes divided by 4,000 meters. And here we are coming to Kangaroo territory. There's just sections of road where you just see certain seasons, certain, you know, weather conditions, sort of seasonal. Certain times of the year you'll see a lot of dead kangaroos on the side of the road. And we're coming into an area where this happens. So God, I'm feeling tired and I'm feeling like a fucking mess and I'm not happy with myself. There's a... I bought one of these. It's a persimmon. Now I can't... I think I have had one or two. I just can't really remember. Of course it's been like, you know, once every 30 years or something. And this is where these cunts get a little bit on the abundant side. Turn on the fans. There's a dead one. Being parkers were on. Running lights, daytime running lights. And here we come to the area where there's lots of kangaroos. Woohoo! Oh fuck yeah. I'll stop this fucking video. Yes, well, someone nearly got fucking bogged. But with a bit of expert forward and backward and gearbox work, we got out of it. Stick the camera, a good camera. Yes, well, the man of the moment, I'll just stick it, slow down, stick it in second gear, and hang a fast fucking ute, check the traffic each way, and hang a fast Huey, and promptly get bogged as soon as I go off the gravel. The bitumen, the gravel, and then fucking, you know, cunt. I said, oh, that's big flock of kangaroos. I'll get you a fucking picture. Yeah, I think that's why, in some senses, you gotta, you know, sort of speaking in the third person, you gotta be kind of, I don't know, in the rough and tumble of life, you know. You know, you might be thinking, oh, this is such bullshit, you know. And they're sort of, some people might really be just hanging on by the fingernails, you know. So, you know. Yeah. So those little things that are sort of might be important to me or someone else might not be important to you or me. And so sometimes tact and diplomacy is necessary. Well, here we are in Bumfuckistan with a million watts of light on the fucking on, and not one person playing, not one. Not one person playing, not one person in the audience. Yeah. It was a great shopping trip. I made a few fuck-ups, they made a few fuck-ups. Everyone's happy. This car's fogging up. Yeah. I know I'd have forgot plastic cups. Bloody. By him. There's a windscreen fogging up. Up the top. And then there's like sort of, it's like a light misting rain. Which is like a fog. Yeah. Very tired this afternoon. Bloody went to the supermarket. Got some good food. And they close sort of early during winter, and they pack up. So they pack up very efficiently. And the woman who runs the store, she's saying, oh, they're coming round, you know, we've got to close in about a minute. Fuck, that's a hot chili. Not burning hot, but a bit harsh on an empty stomach. And I was going to say, oh, I need a bit of a clean. If I lay down on the floor, do you reckon they could give me a clean too? Too tired. I was too tired to play the clever person. So I thought I'll just play the idiotically insipid, you know, just say dumb shit. And they're going, oh, you know, the brand of flatbread, the packs of flatbread that was on special, I bought the wrong pack. I bought three of the wrong brand. She's going, oh, that's why they stand at a different price. You bought the wrong ones. Oh, no. So I got her to fucking go get the right ones. I just played, you know, dumb and confused. And exceedingly manipulative. I told her she was very lovely, and it was so kind of her. And, you know, she said, oh, is it a whole meal? Is that all right? And I said, yes, because this is the bread that Jesus would have eaten. And if you eat the food that Jesus eats, it makes you closer to God. And, you know, having good fun taking the piss out. Well, just taking the piss out of them and just saying really off the wall stuff, you know. And watch them try to deal with it. So, yeah. I did, and they tried to. And she's in a real rush to clean up and pack up and close the store and all this sort of shit. And, that was all right. And on the way, she was letting me out of the store. She had to go open the doors and, you know, let me out. And she said, "Oh, it's dark out there." And I said, "Yes." In the Weather Bureau page, it said it was going to get dark tonight. And, oh, God, it's got really dark, hasn't it, you know? You know, they're those sort of idiotic comments. They're benign, but they're funny. There's some people that get that shit, you know. But all the really strung out people just don't. Yeah. And that's what I, And I wanted to turn the fan on without turning the engine circuits on, so I could just circulate a little bit of wind up past the fucking windscreen, so it wouldn't fog up from the pizza and me breathing. And I flashed because I have the capacity to think very, very quickly and to see just extraordinary things. And what I did is, there's no circuit where you can independently turn the fan on without having the ignition switch turned partway round. And I don't want the fucking engine starter circuit and all that shit to be energised. You know, I just want the fan on low. And yeah. So I just saw the fucking I'll see the thing live in 3D in front of me, and all the wiring points and all this sort of shit. I'll just see the whole circuit diagram, being the schematic, being the fucking parts, the wires, the components, the switches, their locations, how to fucking run it through. And thought, I'll have to do that, because and measure how much current the actual fan draws. You know? Because on a hot day, on a hot day or a cold day, it might actually charge, you know, if you're out in the middle of nowhere. You know? And you'd like to have just sort of some sort of cooling fan blowing over you, just a little bit of breeze. You're in the shade and it's a hot day or whatever. that have, there's sort of, there's definite ons, and then there's partial ons. One of the partial ons is where it's not hot enough to need the engine running and to have the air conditioning, you know, running. So you can sort of sleep for an hour in the cabin when it's really fucking hot. You park in a shady, cool place while it's really hot outside, you know, and just have the fan going just a little bit. But there's partway between those temperatures. Like making this vid, you know. I don't want the windscreen fogged up. So, I want the fan on, but I don't want the fucking engine circuit energized. So I want to have an autonomous, some autonomous circuits. It can run off the battery and, you know, if you're in the daylight, you know. Depending on how much, you know, the fan should probably be drawing about 5 watts. Or half an amp on its lowest setting. So a 20 watt solar panel should, even a 10 watt, you know. Even a 10 watt solar panel or two fives, you know. Should keep the battery charged. Should keep the fan running. And should enable you to you know, maybe charge up a few other things while you're just sitting there for a couple of hours or two, you know. Yeah. Those big powerful spotlights or floodlights. I remember when they put these things up at the Melbourne Cricket Ground where they play cricket at night. I think they still do. In the summer, and they play mostly AFL, Australian Football League, in the winter. When they first put those big fucking floodlights up around the stadium, that was a real thing, because like each player had like eight shadows. And the stands, it's a great big stadium, huge. I think it holds 100 or 120,000 people. And so the stadium, yeah, it's big, and by the time you get to where the lights are, right up on the top of the fucking sort of upside down sort of cone shape of the stadium, or the cone sort of, you know, the big bit at the top and the small bit at the bottom around the field, So the lights are widely spread, but they're really high up. So, yeah. That was a good pizza. I did ask for extra hot or extra hot chili on the hot half. Because I thought, I'm a man, I'm butch. And of course we're up on top of a hill here, and the hill is up on top of the bloody mountain range. I'm guessing that rain or it's transforming from a very fine sort of mist, sort of wet rain, into being like a cloud-like fog. And if you look at it very carefully, there's a main dispersion shape of the light through the cloud. Every now and then you can see little undulations of variable density of the cloud going underneath the lights. Yeah. And yeah, the fucking get going again. That was a good dinner. Not brilliant health-wise, but it was good. Well, guys, back on the road again. And here we are coming into the area. There's like about a big group of about 15 kangaroos. And this is a sort of, it's not the worst night in terms of their activity and stuff like that. It's sort of, because when they get wet, like I've got my lights on fucking high beam, and what water does is it soaks the water, in. The water soaks the light into things, and instead of the light sort of bouncing off things, it soaks it in. Like in the gravel is a sort of fairly coarse molecular sort of surface, and so it goes, it's like millions of little caves and millions of little fucking, you know, undulations and millions of little cracks and crevasses and things, and so the light goes in and it just gets soaked up. So we're sitting on about 50 k's an hour, and these are the nights that I've been traveling on the motorbike, and if it wasn't for a big truck coming the other way, I would never have been able to see the dead kangaroo, big one, you know, not a huge, huge big one, but a big one, you know, laying dead in the middle of the fucking lane. You know, I saw the outline, I saw the silhouette, and I was able to just sort of weave around it, you know, at the last sort of, last 5 seconds, 3 to 4 seconds before impact, I guess, yeah, you know. And when kangaroo, see how all the trees and shit soak up all the light. We'll get that fucking done. Yeah, so coming over this rise, I should be able to see, you know, like half a K away, you know, like the lights and the reflectors and the fucking, you know, signs and stuff, you know. And you know, I can barely just, you know, there's reflective signs that should be highly visible, say about 3-4 k's away, you know. They should show up on the camera. But there's one coming up on the left which is yellow, and you can just barely even see it on the camera. It's as pale as fuck, you know. See it there? There we go. So the humidity and the light frequency and everything's got a little fine coating of mist and rain on it. And this little area around here is notorious for fucking dead kangaroos, because they have their preferred crossing points. Around here, you know. So I'm not, this, the next couple of K's. So I'm not going to say we're going to see one, but I fully expect to see one bouncing across the road, or one sort of fresh dead on the side of the road, you know? There's a dead one. I think that was a dead branch or something on the left. But see how the rain just, the wet, the water just soaks up all the fucking light. So everything's, you know, these are now on high beam and you can't see fuck all. You know, if all those tree branches and tree trunks and all this sort of shit were dry, you'd be able to see from fucking, I don't know, not exactly miles, but what you're seeing, the camera has its limitations in terms of, I forget the word, it starts with D, but yeah, just fiddle with the fucking peak controls. Yeah, so this is yeah, so with the yeah, the trees are sort of, you're able to see some of the trees because they're close to the road and big tree trunks and whatnot. And they're also different species depending on where they are in the hills and valleys and stuff. Yeah, the driver's alive. Send me fucking high beams down for him. The That's what I'm saying when the bloody... So here we are. Warming the feet up. Funny that. So yeah, I fully expect to see one just go bouncing across the fucking road in front of me. And because it's wet, it's overcast, so there's no starlight, there's no moonlight. Everything's wet, it's as dark as fuck. You know? Like, if I know the roads, I'm not opposed, you know, like it's in the middle of nowhere type stuff, I'm not opposed to occasionally just driving it or riding a motorbike at a modest speed just by moonlight or starlight. You know, on known roads like this, you know? But because it's so fucking dark, can't do it on a night like this. So, you know, this whole trip home is not... It's not deadly dangerous, but you know, I forget the right word, but the drive home is tempered with jurisdiffence, some diffidence. Yes, the entire journey was circumspectly analysed with jurisdiffence. Different gravel. And here comes a truck. About 1K behind me and approaching. I'm sitting on about 50-60 Ks and he's coming up at 100 Ks because he can. He's got big bull bars, and when he runs, a kangaroo hops out in front of him, he just goes fucking whack. And that's the end of that. So, yeah, we'll move over to one side. Let him pass. Because it's got giant wheels and lots of them. One of these horrible, really narrow. I didn't make all those little culverts and shit. I mean, I'm glad they're there. But why in the fuck can't those cunts have made those, you know, culverts, those little bridge things, say about a metre or a metre and a half wider, rather than just sort of wide enough for two lanes? You know? Oh, we'll save, you know, $5,000. We'll save $5,000 on a $38,000 bridge. If we really narrow it down. Stop being retarded cunts and, you know, force people into all these tight little fucking holes. You know, over floodways and irrigation channels and shit. Let's go past. Cold, wet, cunt of a night. It's not actually a cold, wet, cunt of a night. It's a really nice night. The humidity is high. So if there's no wind blowing, you tend to just sort of... Well, that's all right. Stick your hand out the window, feel the air. Feel its viscosity, feel its plumbridge. Yes, plumbination. Yes, viscosity was successfully plumbinated. I don't quite know what that means, I haven't looked it up. I just created that word. But I've got to go for a piss. Yep, video resumed. So, sports fans. Got a lot on. Got a lot on. Turn the fan up a bit. The higher air pressure, the higher the whistling. Yes. And the cuntingly cuntish fucking people. What a deal. What a good thing it is to own an automobile. To be in possession of this contrivance. You know, in Australia, many, 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 many years ago, I'll show you. We now have it's not actually on this bit of road. But what they have is these little sort of dimples, these blobs of paint. So when you run over them, they go burr, and they're supposed to help wake people up, you know, when they fall asleep at the wheel. Now, the very few times that I've ever fallen asleep at the wheel, those little stripe things never did shit for me. I think they can help. But what woke me up was when the car was going through the grass down a long bloody drainage channel, very shallow sides, you know what I mean? And the car was shaking up and down and going along, you know, doing about 80 something k's an hour, 80, 85. And I sat up in my seat, and then there's a big concrete power pole one side. And then there's the little roadside marker poles on the other side. That was the white ones, you know, so they were to my left. And I was scooting along this thing, and I went, uh-huh. So let's just keep the power on and slowly steer up a little bit of an incline and out of this fucking channel. Out of this drainage ditch. And yeah. And slowly sort of bring it back up onto the road. It's come out of a deep, deep, dead man type of fucking sleep. Is that alright? Yeah, let's just ease it back on the road. We'll be right. I mean, you know, you can sort of complain about these things, or you can be positive and say, fuck, you know, I didn't hit any trees, I didn't go into any sort of drainage ditches that are like it deep enough to swallow the car, you know. I didn't hit any big fucking trees. It just stopped, you know, stopped the car dead, and you die, you know, while the back of the car comes through the cabin, you know. So, yeah. I was just thinking about a chick I call Bug Eyes. She thinks it's fun to fuck with me. So every time our paths cross, I go, hello, bug eyes. And I tell her encouraging things like, you know, you can't help being fucking ugly. It's a shit character that you need to worry about. Oh, fuck yeah. God, I'm getting tired. Falling asleep at the wheel. Getting that way. Not real close to it, but you know. Yeah, this is driving in bumfuck nowhere, Australia. And it's good with all the fucking rain. Yeah, I was actually sort of fortunate without getting bogged before. That we've had enough rain to make the first, I don't know, 3 or 4 inches. Very fucking soft. You know, starts to firm up a bit around about 6 inches deep, I guess. And this is where, because I was actually, you know, able to go off the fucking, you know, the two wheels off the gravel on the side of the road and into the grassy stuff, you know, the dirt, the sponge cake. Sponge cake of mud full of millions of little Swiss cheese tunnels from all the tunneling insects and all the water that's gone into that. That, yeah, I was able to fucking run into that. Go, you know, to pull over and hang a Huey in the grass, a big U-turn, and head straight back up the road just so I could photograph the fucking kangaroos. So I can show you what fuckers these are. Or a
show you what a wild, a school of kangaroos. Do you ever think about the education system, how they teach you, like a pod of whales, a pack of wolves, a flock of birds, a school of fish? Oh, this is what they're called. Why? Why in the fuck do you have to? I think it's, people should start making up just bullshit, you know what I mean? Like a netting of dolphins or a crochet of wolves or, you know, a banana string of whales. Just to stir the psychological compost, just to dig the fucking psychological compost heap. Give it a dig and watch everybody go insane. You know, why must it be a pod of whales, a flock of geese, you know? A herd of buffalo. You know, standardisation in one sense really does have its benefits, so that everybody else knows what everybody else is talking about. But where there's no sort of reason, for the reason, you know, why use it? You know, instead of a flock of sheep or a herd of sheep, why not a barbette of sheep? A cuneiform of, you know, pigeons. This guy's going. You know? You know? Like a gravel, you know, gravel. Of reasonably consistently sized little rocks. I'd say it's a gravelage of roads. Why not? A Baroque. There's a big truck coming up behind me. fuck, I'm tired. A barack of roads. She's got really good driving lights. A barack of roads. A seismometer of fruits. A reflectance of photographs. So how people get brainwashed with religion, they get the sort of, this is what you've been told, this is the way it must be, this is how you must fucking do this. You know? And if you say this the right way, or write it about it the right way, with the right words, it will be good, you'll be conforming. If you think the right thoughts and you say the right things and you do, see nothing tonight so far. Jeez, my eyes are just about starting to close and not open again. Fuck this. I don't have far to go. Get the words, but it was like penta, p-e-n-t-a, and thiol. Forget what that is or what it was for or whatever, but you can say it's a pentastic, like, yeah, penta and fantastic, yeah. So it's pentafastic, actually. How do you perceive this? My God. Not yet, it's too, not cold enough, it says 5 fucking plants and throw up big flowers. Well, we got some adventure driving to do, so I'll turn the camera off.